Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going.
And we've had a tremendous show. Starting with Lydia, I mean, celebrities.
Yes.
Both Lydia and Anne Margaret.
Yes.
Who's on the, I've seen her on the Dr. Show.
Oh, that's
Dr.
right. I didn't even think about it. We actually had like a very celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. She was on the Dr.
Show. You know what,
Phil.
Though? Celebrities, but very nice people.
100%.
Very down to earth and, you know, just like anybody else.
So we had Lydia as a celebrity, Anne Margaret as a celebrity. Mm-hmm.
John Ryan.
No. Now we have the Christina Lou.
Christina Lou.
Day of the Ladies.
That's right.
We have Victoria.
Of course, Victoria also.
Right, we have our celebrity ladies. But what a great show today.
It really was. It was good.
It was fabulous. I'm really glad we got to have Lydia on. It actually, we were talking, because I said, how'd you get Lydia? And I remember this was like a while ago in one of our meetings, and somebody brought up, I think you should get, you know, because I love when people throw out like these guests like to get.
Yeah, right.
And they were like, you know, she has, you know, ties to North Hempstead. It'd be nice. So we have been working. She had a very busy schedule. She is like nonstop the time. She's in Italy constantly. So I'm glad it finally got to work out, because it was a great, great interview and a very interesting life. And you just find out kind of how
what
people
she put together
and her outlook on life. You know, I think it's a great message in general, too. And she's such a hard worker. It was just really great. And then Anne, we've had on a bunch of times and she's always fabulous.
Yeah.
So.
But that still exists to this day. If you want to work, you come over to this country. You know, I'm not saying it's easy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying she had it. You know, everybody looks at it now and says, what a life. But I'm sure go back
20
years
course.
Ago when she met her husband who was a restaurant. You know, she was probably washing dishes. And,
yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, it's all relative too, also to what you want. Some mm-hmm. people may not have the need
right, to
Right,
everyone has their own goals.
Right.
Of course.
Maybe they're happy with a lot less.
Yeah. Right, so everyone's got their own bar and strive to whatever that bar is.
Exactly. Very good.
That's really it.
Nice.
Listen, I'm just that's full of wisdom.
Christina.
Now, this is a I have a question. I have a question. And I'm giving a little hint because it could be Italian. What is the number one food that people like to eat with their hands?
Hot dog.
Bread.
Oh, I have no idea.
Now, I gave you a hint. I said it's Italian. It could go
right. I figured like some bread and some oil.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, pizza.
How simple.
But, you know, I have to. I know this is a
I
very
use a
debate.
Knife and fork
See?
Sometimes.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because it's a major debate we all have, me and my friends.
Well, I like a veggie pizza.
Me too, right? So I like a pizza.
It's
really
it's
a good topping.
Like the first half of the pizza. I eat with a knife and fork.
Yes.
Okay.
Then I eat it with my hands.
Otto, we have the same. We have the same. That we
it's
have
like
the
a
same
hybrid.
System as you. I do. I have the same system, because Jay's always like, "You and these forks and knives." And I'm like, "Well, how am I supposed to eat this? There's a lot
without
of stuff."
Without it falling all over the place.
But when that question was asked originally, 94% of the people said pizza.
94.
Yeah. So we didn't have a good 94.
It well, makes sense.
The old magic number, huh? 94 days since.
Since Christina's birthday.
Yeah.
And now I kind of want pizza.
And that's a true quiz.
Now I'm hungry, so this is great.
You know, I mean, they didn't have pizza when I first read it. I had hot dog, corn. I'm thinking all these things. Well, pizza, most people have
that
to
makes
eat
sense.
It with,
yeah.
with your hand, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question about pizza, right?
Yeah.
When you get pizza, do you prefer to get the pizza and get it home, or do you prefer to eat the pizza at the pizza parlor?
My partner, Peter, eats it at the pizza parlor because he says it steams in the box. I could care less. It doesn't bother me when I eat it. I don't eat it.
I prefer it. If I have the option, I'd rather eat it at the place.
Right.
I feel like
but
it's
how
just
do you
more
keep
like
the crust crisp? Like, I like the crust, not like a veggie pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a little soggy every now and then.
If you bring it home, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
no
what I'm
option.
Saying. Yeah, it's
toaster oven.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah,
or
you
ask for
it
put
well
it
done.
In a toaster oven.
Yeah, you can ask for it well done too. We do that with our Sicilian all the time. We ask for a Sicilian well done.
Oh, really?
We're very serious about our pizza.
Sicilian well done with veggie.
I've never had the topping. I always do just a plain Sicilian.
Just plain? Oh, okay.
But it could be good with a veggie on top. I'm going to try that out. I'm starving.
You know what pizza I like?
So.
It's Costco's.
Costco's pizza?
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not a big pizza person. I mean, you know what my favorite bagel is? Dunkin' Donut. That's why people thank you. I swear to God. So,
John,
Costco's
you are
my favorite
from Long
pizza.
Island? How could you have a Dunkin'
I think John
Donut
is looking for a lifetime supply of Dunkin' Donuts bagels.
Whole grain.
No, it actually is. If you get it toasted, the multigrain one,
The multigrain, not whole grain, multigrain. I think it's wonderful. People are like, that's not even a bagel.
I think it's wonderful.
I like Starbucks scones.
Oh, my God, so do I.
Oh, okay.
And a Starbucks croissant. It's delicious. Well, now that we're clearly all hungry, we've been sitting here for a while, so clearly we're all starving, but, you know, we have
any exercise classes coming up?
I know. Everyone, go to Fun Day Monday on Monday. which we actually will promote because it is kicking off. It's finally here.
Okay.
Fun Day Monday starts this Monday over at North Hempstead Beach Park. All hands on deck will be there. I will be there, too, if you want to come visit. It's really a great time. There's so many different things going on, and there will be exercise classes, John. So, you know, people could eat their pizza and then come and work out. But there's a, on top of that, there's also a mindfulness coloring program that they had last year. We'll be back, and that's really great just to kind of sit at the beach and relax and do that. And each week there's different entertainment. The first one is going to be Jerry Costanzo and his 10-piece band, and they'll be doing jazz tunes on July 16th.
Could I ask you a question?
Yes.
I understand there's also a farmer's market.
Yes.
Now, what actually is in the farmer's
market? It's all different vegetables. And
fresh vegetables?
Yeah, fresh vegetables. And I think some fruits are there, too. I know it was really popular. They've been doing it, I think, for like 2 years now, the farmer's market. But I will be there on Monday, so I'll check it out, and I'll report back. I'll check out the scene at Fun Day Monday. But July 16th will be Sweet Lorraine. Then July 23rd will be the Vic Vincent Group, who is certainly all over North Hempstead all the time, Vic Vincent. Mm-hmm. We've actually had them on our radio show, too. July 30th is the Senior Health Fair, which I really encourage everyone to get. It's completely free, and there's tons and tons of organizations there with great information. And they're under a tent, so, you know, you can get under the tent, too, and talk to them. On August 6th, Elvis, impersonator, will be there. August 13th will be Memory Makers, which will be doing a bunch of doo-wop hits. August 20th will be Dance Aloha, which is a whole Hawaiian theme. And August 27th is my personal favorite, which is Hometown USA, which is really a salute to all the armed forces. And there's crafts and hobbies. And all different things are being sold there. It's a great, great event. And on top of all these activities, there's line dancing, Zumba, fitness, Mahjong, Tai Chi. So there's certainly a lot of stuff. And what's really nice, Otto, which you might enjoy because you are an avid walker, there's these guided tours that will go on July 23rd and August 20th. It's the Hempstead Harbor Trail Walk, which is by Eric Swenson, who's the executive director of the Hempstead Harbor. And he will give you a tour and show you things. And it's a nice, slow. We actually had Gia on last week, who's from Community
right.
Services. And she said, you don't have to worry. It's not, you know, an aggressive, fast-paced kind of thing. It's a leisurely stroll.
Walking's not been good lately. It's been
certainly
too hot.
With this weather. But I think, you know, my husband said that the heat wave, we're coming to a head. So it should be a little cooler next week.
True?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what Jay said.
That's good.
So
if Jay said it's good enough for me.
If it's wrong, then we're going to have to get on Jay because we've been literally, you know, hibernating with the AC on.
Too hot. Yeah.
But this should be really, really nice, and it's there's a, you know, a pathway and stuff, so you don't have to worry. That it's not exactly off-roading. But definitely check it out. And there's also transportation available, I want to remind everyone. So throughout various points throughout the town, you can call up and get transportation to
We should have
event.
A walk sometime for Project Independence.
That's a great idea.
Mm. Wow. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Maybe raise money for something.
I like it. Mm. I think Otto, see? Otto's always coming up with the good ideas. I like it.
Now, all we need to do is get somebody to implement it.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to report back and be like, Christine, I got a great job for you. But I like that.
Which
be
is,
a great
you
idea.
Know, ideas are easy.
Yes, but
it's
right,
implementation.
That's right. Call 311. And everyone say if you're interested. But I recommend definitely check out Fun Day Monday. It should be really nice. It's beautiful over at the beach. And parking is totally free for Fun Day Monday. So you don't have to pay for parking at all there, which is nice. So check that out. You have any questions about that, call 311 or 869-6311 as well. And also, while I was working throughout the show, we got a hot off the presses. We currently have 13,372 Project Independence members.
13,372.
Yeah, and that was the end of June, so it's probably even more now, you know, that July's in full effect.
Wow, that's completely
right?
amazing. Yeah.
It's, you know, what I think is great. You know, it's steadily, you're constantly getting, you know, different people registering. You know, it's really, there's always like over 1,000 people every year, you know, that tend to join, which I think is great, and we just want to spread the word to your neighbors. You know, I think that's the best way for people to sign up. You know, we talk about this all the time, that some people are hesitant and don't want to either look at themselves as seniors or don't want, you know, to be busted by the government, whatever. You know, there's all different theories that people have, but I think the best thing is the word of mouth from our fabulous PI members.
100%.
To kind of serve as ambassadors for the program. So,
how many partners, I wonder, do we actually have now as a result of...
Yeah, well, that's, there's so many community organizations. I mean, we have actual, written partners, and then just the community partners. It's endless, really. So, and luckily the show, we get to have people on and build that database too, which is good.
Mm. When you think about the show, like, I think I've been doing it like for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, like thinking
very, very few repeats.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say that guy was a good person, but we don't need mm-hmm. them back because, it just keeps going around.
Yeah, well, there's, and that's what's great. We're fortunate. There's a lot of great organizations out there and people out there that are providing services that are beneficial to our seniors. So.
Maybe we have a good producer.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But it's really good. And I think, people, you don't realize that just we have someone on, they get to our social workers, our nurses, so it's just kind of this little network that's formed. Which is great. So
actually, I know Christina said it today. I think we're booked through September already.
Yeah,
through September.
We have one more slot in September that I think people are fighting over currently. We'll see.
All right. no, that's you. I'm. I don't pay attention, honestly, until the week before.
Yeah.
But through September, just the work that goes into doing this is amazing.
Yeah, we'll be celebrating our 7th anniversary.
Oh, that's right, right, right.
That's right.
That's right.
That date is coming up.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's so many dates to keep on our brains. What are we going to do, guys?
We're going to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.